You are welcome to the 5 Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. He says we should not be deceived. Why did he start by saying be not deceived? Because you may assume that it doesn't matter. Everyone you are moving with, they are influencing you, whether you see it or not. You see, that influence is invisible initially, but eventually you are going to see the result. Influence may be invisible, but it is powerful. It is occurring, in fact, sometimes without you even realizing it. So, it really matters who you are working with, the people you are close with. Ask yourself, are they people that are drawing you closer to God? Anything or anyone that is drawing you far away from God, you should keep your distance from such a person or from such things. It's also important that you should ask yourself, what's your influence on other people? It is true that other people influence us, but what is our own influence on other people? The people around you, what are you influencing them to be? Are you influencing them to sin? Are you influencing them to be worldly? Or are you influencing them to be godly? So don't just look at it from the angle of people's influence on you. You should also check what is your own influence on people. Are you influencing people to know Christ? Are you influencing people to know Jesus? Are you influencing people to draw closer to God? Because whether you also know it or not, you are also influencing people. Just as whether you know it or not, people are also influencing you. And it's so sad that unrighteousness is contagious. Unrighteousness is not contagious. That's why you must be careful and not tolerate sinful communications around your life. This is not to say that we are going to cut off from the people of the world. We are not cutting off. In fact, we are actually going to influence them. You know what Jesus said? He said, you are the light of the world. In other words, you are the one that should go and influence the world. You are the one that is light. But what happens is that when you bring darkness closer to yourself and you are not shining, chances are that that darkness will overwhelm you. Your own light will become dimmer and dimmer and darker and darker. The influence we are to have on people is the influence of light. That when people draw closer to us, they should see light. In fact, that should be people's testimony about relating with us. You know, because we are the light of the world. So it means that anybody that comes near you, they should begin to see light. But when people come near you and they are the one dimming your own light, and that is when you need to take some step away. Did you know that I've had somebody say to me, a lady wanted to marry a man that is not born again. And I told her, I said, this person is not born again. And she said, how are we going to win them for Jesus if we are running away from them? I said, no, we are not running away from them. But you are not going to do evangelism with marriage. That means you want to put your life in jeopardy. Do you need to marry him to win him for Christ? And I tell you, you are marrying darkness and it's going to be your head. You see, that is the danger of marrying a man that is not born again. He is going to be your head. So definitely, he's going to be the one that will influence you the most. So brethren, we are not talking of cutting away from people. We are talking of having right influence. They influencing us rightly, and we also influencing them rightly. However, anyone that is influencing you into unrighteousness, into sin, into ungodliness, you must give your distance. Not that you can't preach to them, not that you can't tell them about Jesus, but at least you have to keep your light first before you can shine. Of what use is wanting to save people and you yourself getting drowned? You must be on solid ground before you can try to pull other people out of the miry clay. May God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.